Hey guys, welcome back to Valley Home Loans Podcast. I am Valley Williams, loan officer with C2 Financial Corporation, the nation's number one mortgage broker. Today I have this just burning on my mind, and the topic is about buyers getting off the fence and getting out into the market and buying a first home. So here we are, February of 2019, and a lot of buyers I hear all the time tell me that they want to wait to pay off debt before they buy a house, or have some misconception about what a first-time home buyer means. And so here's how the numbers break down. And it's important for a buyer, a first-time buyer, to understand that while you're, you know, taking time to pay off that debt, and it's very admirable to be debt-free. Here's what I want to explain. Sometimes money doesn't always work in your favor paying off debt. And so here's the explanation, right? So let's say you have a student loan debt payment and the monthly payment is $200, right? You spend 6-7 months paying that off, and finally, 8 months from now, you're ready to buy a home. Here is the conundrum you're in, right? You spend 8-9 months, but during that 8-9 months, the value of the home that you would have bought in February has appreciated now 7.5%. So what that means is that $450,000 home is now $475,000, $485,000, and in some cases even higher depending on the area. Let's say $500,000. So what do you think that that does to your monthly payment when the price increases $25,000 to $50,000? Do you think that that's $200? So did you save yourself any money in the last 8 months paying off debt? The answer is no. You paid off a student loan revolving debt, and you may feel good about that, but you lost value in equity paying that off. So if your debt isn't over $25,000 or $50,000 that you're paying down, then you're actually losing money. So let's say the balance of the debt that you were trying to pay off was $10,000-$15,000. Meanwhile, the home that you would have bought has now appreciated $25,000-$50,000. So you've actually lost potentially $35,000 in equity waiting. Does that make sense to you guys? And then during that time, you didn't get a mortgage tax deduction. Those come out to about $3,000, $5,000 in your tax refund every single year. So you lost another $3,000, $5,000 waiting for yourself to pay this credit card off. So you've now lost another $250 to $350 a month paying. So it doubled. Now it's doubled that you have the loss that you've had waiting. And so the last thing is, we know interest rates rise, and we know that there's inflation, and we know that the government's intent is to raise interest rates. We'll look at it this way too. During that 8 months that you're waiting, interest rates have gone up. So now not only did you lose equity and the mortgage tax deduction, but now the monthly payment on that now $500,000 home that was $450,000, the interest rate is higher, so it's going to cost you an extra, I don't know, $110 a month for your same house that you would have bought. So my thing is, it's always a good idea to buy now, unless we're in a declining market, which we are not. We are in a stabilized market and in an increasing market. So, you know, that's my tip for you guys. If you want me to break down the numbers individually, one-on-one, I will. But thanks for listening. Have a great day.